agreed to wait to meet him, he said, "This is wonderful. I've been pining for this darshan."
He's coming.
He said, I said, "Now we must have Ram Rajya."
Okay.
He said, "That's why I must meet your Guru Maharaj before I go back to Delhi tomorrow."
Okay.
So I told him I would meet him at the rally. They're having a rally at Shivaji Park. And he invited me to sit on the dais. And I don't know if this is a good idea for us.
Why not? You know, not in
it. Yeah. So he said that he would ask the organizer that he should speak early in the program so he can be free and come here as early as possible. So he's very serious. I don't think there will be any delay.
What is his name?
Ratan Singh Rajda.
What is his exact position?
He's Member of Parliament from Bombay South, which is the most prestigious district, from Colaba up to Worli, something like that.
He formally helped us?
Yes. When Matre was did that demolition attempt, so he was one of the leaders in the corporation. So he fought for us. In fact, today also he asked if there was any trouble, because he still is also maintaining his position in the municipal corporation. So I think when he gets back from Delhi in a week, I might bring up some of our little problems.
That plans, huh?
Yeah, and that road at 10 feet.
Not benefit value there.
No, only harassment value. They have nothing to gain, actually. And everyone knows it. But they're just so weak and political-minded that they don't want to stand up against Matre, the officers. Anyway, I think I should go now then.
He's coming?
Yes, I'll bring him here so there will be no unnecessary waiting. And
what time?
By 8 at the latest. We'll try for earlier also.
I had come for your darshana when you were at Valkeshwar last time when you came to Bombay. Then much water has flown in the Arabian Sea and in the Ganges. For 19 months I was in jails.
Jail?
Yeah. This emergency and about 150,000 patriotic people were in jails. Jay Prakash, Moraji and all big leaders and all other workers. So I was kept at Yeroda Central Prison for 19 months. Then they released me, and after this election thing, so we just, I was ordered to fight the election from Bombay South. And with your blessings, I have won with very comfortable margin, 65,000 votes. Just now we had a huge rally at Shivaji Park. Today Giriraj ji told me that you are here. I told them definitely I would like to rush for darshan.
Material at dust, man. Just like we went with Ganga. Under the regime of India. Now we are another regime. This is material at dust.
Correct.
Material adjustment may be temporary,
yes,
beneficial, but that is not permanent.
Unless there is adhyatmic, unless there is adhyatmic adjustment, there cannot be lasting benefit.
The difficulty is that you do not know. Like you take a piece from the water, and put it on the land, to learn from it. You again throw it in the water. Unless we understand this fact, it is very nice to understand in the world people. This material adjustment is never made.
No, but as far as this change is concerned, there is a basic difference. Because formerly there was no moral code observed by the rulers.
It can deteriorate at any moment.
That apprehension is there, that danger is there.
You cannot say.
But if the rulers, they have got faith in dharma.
They have no faith. That is the danger. They talk of God, talk of belief, but they do not know what is God, what is belief. That is, you may be or I may be. We do not know what is the identity of the human entity. Then, where is the question? Religion?
No, in the last rulers, most of them were communists. So they say that only religion is opium. They say religion is opium. They didn't believe in religion at
therefore,
all.
Therefore, they say something, he says something, he says something.
Correct.
That you manufacture something. But yes. You, nobody know what is the reality.
That is difficult. Unless you know the reality, you suggest something, I suggest that does not mean it is solution. That is what Bohirattham, the external features, these material features, they are concerned with that. Akvata, Yadma, mind, intelligence. But they do not know beyond this. It's another element. Unless you come to that knowledge, there is no question of well-being. That knowledge is available in India.
Yes.
India should understand that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. Not only India, but he must be a human being. Not only human being, but also systematic human society. Of course, we are trying to give this world. This American Europeans, they are taking it. It should be done very systematically.
No, but in spite of that, your efforts are having that impact on the Western world also.
Because it is genuine.
Genuine, correct.
Therefore, even little effort is giving great benefit. But we must know what that effort should be. Everything is there. We must take advantage of it. But we are not taking advantage of it. We have a government. Very nice. Now you should take advantage of the privileges which are there in India. The Bhagavad Gita is there. If you take direction from Bhagavad Gita, then you will benefit. The whole human society will benefit. That you do not do. That is the effect. Even big leaders, they profess to be students from Bhagavad Gita, but they do not know any better. Although it is clearly stated. Who is the leader in India who does not know Bhagavad Gita? Everyone. Even Morarji Desai, when he was to be arrested by Indira's government, he said, "Wait, let me finish my reading of Bhagavad Gita." Isn't that?
Yes, yes.
Then you can understand.
Yes.
There are many leaders.
In jail also he was studying very minutely.
But now he says that Janata is my God. Is it not basic?
On the first day it was like that. But then recently he says that this has happened because of Krishna's grace. Today's truth is like that he has accepted
this Shreya he gives to God, Krishna. Krishna. He is very clear in his mind.
On the first day it was like that, I do not know God and Janata is my God. This time it is
why
there,
God
Krishna is God.
He clarified that point.
He has clarified. After 3 days or 4 days, he has clarified. On Friday, it was not clarified. Today, it is clarified.
Why not government make people God conscious? It is very simple. God personally is explaining how to become God conscious. Very simple thing. Manmana, Bhagavan, Bhaksana, Manjajna, both things, and the child can do it. So why not lead us? Then their examples will be followed. Jajjada acharati sreshtha atman eva itare jana sadat pramanam kurte lokasthatam. Why not need to do this? This is God's answer. Do it seriously. Then everything will be all right. They are defying the existence of God and eating Bhagavad Gita. This is the point. If I go to the details, it may not be very palatable. But big leaders say like that. We have got everything in India. And to become God conscious, to establish God kingdom, not at all divided. But we manufacture our own ideas. We want that Ram Raj. But without Ram. How Ram Raj will do that? Those who are leaders of the society, they take seriously. India can be an ideal state, and we can make and set example to the whole world. The whole world will be happy. But we must be very serious.
Yeah.
That is our Krishna consciousness. We are trying. But we have no support from the government, from the leaders. We are alone. Now after 12 years, they have recognized the United States.
Very, very, very enthusiastic there.
It is the duty of the Indians.
Correct.
But instead of Indians, I have to collect these young men from foreign countries.
We were just now talking about from the way.
Yes.
In India, we must take it up.
Let there be one institution for training Indian youth. This Krishna consciousness.
That could be done. That could be done. That could be done.
Great. And it will be wonderful.
Correct.
Great. In New Delhi or in Bombay, we have got now very nice village.
The Juhu.
Juhu.
Yeah.
Go off for it with us. It is scientific. Last night, our Dr. Sarup Dhamudar presented. Very scientific gentleman. We can challenge any scientist, any philosopher. So, if you become serious, if you cooperate with us, this institution can set a great example, not only in India, but in the world. So you are so kind. You have come to see me. And you have got desire. So let manifested his healings.
Yes, sir. Correct.
Let us pass. It is serious.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody has taken it serious.
Mm-hmm.
Bhagavad Gita is a popular book. Everyone takes the Bhagavad Gita and says, I am a student of Bhagavad Gita. Very simple thing. In leaders and in society, they set the example.
Mm-hmm.
Others will follow.
Correct. That's correct. Serious effort should be made. Only lip service would not help. That is correct. No, I fully agree, and we shall definitely apply our mind to that. I am connected with this, or I came into contact with this movement when the Juhu temple was demolished. No.
Yeah.
And at that time in the standing committee,
I attended.
Then Giriraj and some friends had come to me in the corporation.
You have given me great service. Now it is not only demolished, it is standing there.
Now it is standing and very nice.
So let us take advantage of it.
Yes.
And make a very perfect institution so that people may take advantage.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, when the member is known, everyone is being washed out by the weights of this material energy.
Mm-hmm.
And they are attempt to save themselves. That is everything described in Bhagavad Gita. Just like in light during the rainy season, so many worms.
Mm-hmm.
And flies, they come and fall in the fire. They do not know. This is the very description in the 11th chapter. Sir, we do not condemn material, but without spiritual understanding, this dog race or material comfort may be temporary, very nice, but ultimately it is being carried away by the waves of material nature. Karanam guna sangayasya sadasadhyam guna. Let us read Bhagavad Gita seriously. Let there be serious student to understand, to explain everything. There must be sadachar.
Yes, this is the basic thing.
Yeah. Brahmachari guru kriye vasandanta guru hukutam. We are opening Gurukul in Vrindavan. We can open here also.
Mm-hmm.
We have got land. Look at us, Bhagavan.
Mm-hmm.
The things are there. We haven't got to manufacture them.
Mm-hmm.
Simply, we have to take the program seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Then everything. Hold on.
How many days you are here in Bombay? You still go,
at
no?
least for 1 month.
Still 1 month. So I am returning on 7th again here. Then I shall come here.
Mm?
Tomorrow I am going for Delhi. On 7th again I am returning. 7th I will come here again.
So I will come. Let us
and we
take
can,
it
yes, details, some details could be, yes.
Oh, yes.
Sir, can I suggest something?
Mm-hmm.
We are discussing of meeting Morari Desai, so you can carry your message.
Yes.
Let us
first
come and meet some of the subordinate worker.
Mm-hmm.
Then they agree. Then
that meeting could be arranged anytime. Whenever it is convenient to you, you can You can talk to him.
Yeah, I am. My life is dedicated for this purpose. I have this companion for me. Otherwise, I am not getting good health at this moment. Still, I have come. I am just trying, even up to the last moment of my life, if I can deliver some good news.
Correct.
That is my determination. Mm-hmm. What is this life? Life will end today or tomorrow or that. But if we live just to the point, that is life. Otherwise, trees are also living for thousands of years.
That's a good suggestion. Maharaji Bhai, meeting we can arrange any time. Will it be possible, suppose I go there, fix up time and telephone over here?
Yes, sir. I'll give my card and telephone number, and
he would be also very much pleased.
Bhagavad Gita is not a sectarian.
No, not at all.
It is all
so universal. Yes.
Manushanam sahasra is practical. So, it is practically true how they are taking Bhagavad Gita. Science.
Mm-hmm.
It is actually life. So why not practice in India? It is not that everyone will be able to, but there must be an exemplary sect. People may see the very idea. That we can do. India, it is easier because those who are born in India, constitutionally they have got that tendency. Simply, we have to channelize.
Correct.
Then everything. But there is a good chance. Now the government is changed, they are after something that will go, and the direction is there.
Okay.
If you take it seriously,
No, definitely we shall take it up seriously, very seriously. Hitherto we had no chance, in the sense we were ourselves in prison. After I met you last, immediately we were taken in. And this all halla gulla came about, elections and all those things. Now it is only now that we get the breathing done. Very trying days were there.
There is some Krishna's purpose that you are elected.
It is through his blessings.
Take advantage of his blessings.
Yes, yes.
Do some service.
Correct. Ratan Singh Radha. Ratan Singh Radha.
Prabhupada. I think we can go with Mr. Rajda to the Pandal. And since you've already met and it's very late.
I have to go. I can go.
You want me to go also?
You want me to go also?
No, I'm thinking that the Chuttananda Swami must have already spoken. Mm. And, you know, we've had the Ram Lila.
Mm.
So, I think it may not be necessary for you to go.
Then Ram.
There is no danger. That's right.
Thank you.
This is the project.
Thank you.